Daf is Daf Ayin Vav. So we got to the very last line of Ayin Hei Beis. The Mishnah had brought a machlokas between Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, and the Tanakama felt that Ein Mavin Kachim LeBeis Apsul. You can't put yourself in a situation where you're going to cause the Kachim to be disqualified and burn earlier. Rabbi Shimon didn't mind. He said it was all okay. And the case was if Shlamim and Ashim get mixed together, so you treat the Shlamim like an Ashim. You don't know what it is. So you treat it like the Chumras and Ashim, and you eat it only a day and night, but you can't eat it the next day because it might be an Ashim. So he didn't mind the fact that it was you're minimizing the amount of time you're eating a Shlamim. So the Gemara ended up proving that that's only b'di'eved, but l'chachila not. L'chachila one should not put themselves in a situation of mevin kachim lebeis apsul. The Gemara says, really? L'chachila lo? Eisive, Abai asks from the following braisa, v'chulan rishoyim kohanim l'shanos v'achilason. That a kohen is allowed to eat the karbonos however he wants. L'achlan l'tzluyin, shlukin, v'bushalam, he could eat roasted, baked, cooked, however he wants. L'aseis l'sochem tavli chulin v'tavli truma, he could put in it spices, he could put even spices that are truma. Divrei Rebbe Yishmael. So what's the chiddush here? So look at Rashi first, two lines down. L'shanos v'achilason kigon l'achlan l'tzluyin. The pasuk says when it comes to the eating of karbanos, it describes it as lecha nisatim lemashcha. For you, it's given lemashcha. Lemashcha is legdula kederach shamlachim ochlin. You should eat it in the way that kings eat. Kings eat however they want, whatever flavor, whatever type of cooking. So that's why you're allowed to eat it whichever way you want. Now there's an interesting question. The Tosfos asks in Maseches Chulin, Rav Chista has a statement that matnos kuna ein ochlin ein nechalas el tzli bein nechalas el bechardel. He goes against this brice here. He says you only eat it and roasted. So how do you deal with the steer of Rav Chista against this brisa? The Tosa says, no, really, lichachil, the kohen can eat it however he wants, like the Amara says here. Rav Chista is talking about a situation where the kohen doesn't really care how to eat it. He's okay tzli, he's okay mevushal, whatever way. So if you don't care, then the preference would be tzli and chardel. But once a person has a certain liking, he's allowed to eat it any way he wants. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. So what's the kasha? So look at the Rashi, four lines down from the top. The tavli chuma, af agav de kamimayit bizman achilas chuma. So chuma, you can eat whatever you want. Now that you put the chuma into the kajim, now it's limited to the time, the zman of the kajim. How could you be mevin kajim or chuma lebeis hapsul? If there's leftover, that means you're going to be burning the chuma. So Gemara answers, Amar lei, hanach l'chumas tavlin d'rabbanan. Chuma of tavlin, chuma of spices is only mid'rabbanan, and therefore he's makel to bring it l'chadchila. But by deraisa, by chuma deraisa, he would say l'chadchila one can't bring it. So tavlin d'rabbanan, we've discussed many times what's a chuma deraisa. So according to Moshe Shonim, only dagan tirosh chavitzarcha, which are grains, grapes, and olives are chayim deraisa, sharp peros are d'rabbanan. The Rambam, however, holds that no, sharp peros are also midiraisa. But the Radva, so then one would think, but still, tavlin spices, they're not under the category of fruit, and therefore also midirabanim. The Radbaz is mechadish that the Rambam holds that even tavlin are diraisa. So how does the Rambam read this Gemara if tavlin are really diraisa as well? So the Radbaz answers that this is all in the world of Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds tavlin are diraisa, but Rabbi Meir, how we paskin, holds that even tavlin are deraisa. So end up being machlokis tanaim according to the Radbaz's understanding of the Rambam.
Why would the Rambam hold that tavlin is deraisa instead
of peiros? He just holds it. It extends itself to it's
to other vegetables.
Yeah, no, it's not vegetables. Spices. Spices can still grow on trees. I don't know how they grow exactly. Maybe it could be vegetables, but
maybe because as a general we don't know, so maybe.
I'm not sure. He just says the pasuk says degancha tirosh chavitzarcha. So once he extends it to peiros, you know, extend it to tavlin. We'll see in a moment, even Yerek, Rambam does agree that vegetables are definitely dirabanan. I don't know why tavlin, the Rabbaz is a chiddush, I don't know what it's based on though. So Gemara now says four lines down, Esive, asks the Gemara, Ein lochen chuma bekesev meiser. You don't buy chuma, you can't use meiser money to buy chuma. Why? Mipnei shemimai bachilasa, because you're minimizing the eating. Rashi explains that you're minimizing the location of the eating. Chuma can be eaten anywhere. Ma'aseh sheni is only permitted to be eaten in Yerushalayim. So if you're a kohen and you have a farm and you have ma'aseh sheni, now you sell the ma'aseh sheni, you exchange it for chuma, for you eat chuma, that chuma takes on the kedusha ma'aseh sheni as well, and you could only eat that chuma now in the makom. So that's mimai to the makom of achilaso. But Rabbi Shimon says it's mati. He thinks one would be allowed to, even though you're minimizing the location of the eating the chuma. You're allowed to. So we see here, that's lichachila. Lichachila allowed you to do that. Isn't that mevirna kudshim or chuma lebeis hapsul? So the Gemara says as follows. Answers ishtik, he was quiet. He kind of gave in. It sounds like you're right that Rabbi Shimon does allow that mevirna kudshim lebeis hapsul, even lichachila, based on this Mishnah and Shvius.
Because this is not an inevitable situation. Meaning all the other cases, no matter what happens, they would become bad. Here, as long as it's in the correct place, it could be forever.
No, but same thing. If as long as you eat within the correct time, also, if you eat everything within the correct time, you'll be fine.
No, but meaning if you wait, it will always happen. It's inevitable that it's going to happen. If you don't eat it here, you could not eat it for 10 years. As long as you keep it in a place, it's fine.
Right. Okay, I hear the chilaf. Yeah, I hear. I'm not sure. It doesn't sound exactly parallel. But he felt that this was a correct thing, minimizing. The issue might be not so much as the result of it really leading the base psul, but anytime you're putting a restriction on kudshim, that would somehow minimize the chashivas, maybe, I don't know. So they were silent. He had no response to this answer. So then, he also the comrades of Yosef, when they came in front of Rav Yosef, Amar lei, Amai lo tosve meha. Why didn't you ask Akasha from the following? It says in the, this is a Mishnah Shvius, Ein mevashlin yerek shel Shvius. The shemen shel chuma. Pay attention to the fruits and vegetables we're talking about here. Yerek of shmita with shemen of chuma. So your vegetables of shmita here, and you mix together the oil of chuma, olive oil. Shelo yaviu kachim lebeis hapsul. Don't bake them together because you're now limiting the halachas of each of them, the year, the time you can eat it. Because chuma you can eat whenever you want, but now that you're mixing yerek shel shvius within it, so now you're limited. You only eat it as long as it's available in the out in the sadeh. But once it's no longer available to the sadeh, there's a mitzvah beer shvius. So you're not allowed to mix them because you're limiting the eating of chuma. Rabbi Shimon says it's allowed. So why don't we bring this mishnah as a raya that lichatchila you're allowed to be mixed together and limit the amount of time of eating. Amalei Abaye says, "Why do you need another kasha? We already asked the kasha from Talvin. Why do you have to have a second kasha from the Mishnah Shvius? What's the big deal? One kasha is enough." So Amalei, Hanach Chumas Dirabanan, Talvin Dirabanan. We said because that was a case of Dirabanan, Hachanami Chuma Yerek Dirabanan. What's the difference? Your kasha of Talvin was that of Dirabanan, and here's a kasha also of Chuma that's Yerek is only Dirabanan as well. So Gemara says this is not Dirabanan. This case of Shvius, Ihachi right. If it was talking about Dirabanan, it should have said Yerek Shel Chuma, which is Dirabanan, Bishemen Shel Shvius. But we said that if you look back in the Mishnah, it says the Yerek is Shvius, so the Chuma, the Shemen is Chuma. We're talking about Shemen, which is Deraisa of Yitzarcha, Shemen Zayas, so we're talking about Deraisa level. So your Kasha from Tavlin was, we already answered that question, that was Hanach Chuma, the Tavlin is Dirabanan. But this is a Mishnah that says clearly Deraisa, Shemen Shachuma, which is Deraisa, he allows you to mix together. So why didn't we ask from that case? Why did we bring a case of Maisa Sheni? We could have also asked the question or proof from the case here, the Mishnah of Shvius, by Shemen Shachuma. So the Gemara says, you couldn't have brought the proof from Shemen Shachuma mixed with Yerek Shachvius, because La Mios Vise Mimas Nisin. Didn't we already ask a question from our Mishnah Maseches Zvachim where you mix the Oshem and Shlamim together, and there Rabbi Shimon says it's allowed, and Amr Levi said the Ariv, that's because it's mixed together. I mean, when it's mixed together, Rabbi Shimon's more lenient, but it's not a raya that in a case where it's not mixed together he would allow it. Hachanami di Ariv, we're talking about a case where it's mixed together, that's Shemen Shel Chuma with Yerek Shel Shvius. When there's a taruv, it's a whole other world. Just like we answered by the Mishnah Zvachim of Ashim and Shlomim here as well. That's why we didn't ask a question from here. And then the Gemara says it's all one long-winded question here. Now, Ari, wait a second. You're telling me that our case here is if it's mixed together of Shemen Shel Chuma with Yerek Shel Shvius, my tamayu dirabanan. Why would the Rabbanan say it's not allowed? Once it's mixed together, shouldn't they be more lenient? And the Gemara says, oh.
Was it
Di'evet
also, or not
Di'evet? This is all Di'evet. So the Gemara, so even Rabbanan should agree, if it's mixed together, you should allow the, you shouldn't have a problem here of cooking Shvius and Chuma together. So Gemara says, Midi Dehava Ashim Vishlamim. Just like Ashim Vishlamim, even though it's mixed together, Rabbanan or Machmir, that you should let them graze and you shouldn't bring them as karbanos. So here as well, he's Machmir, even though they're mixed together. So what's, it sounds like it's the same exact thing, and we're still not done with the question yet. Now, me dummy, Hasam islay takanta biriya. There, by the animals, there's a way out.
Yes.
You can let them graze, get a baal mum and pod it, and you solve all problems. But ha, lesay takanta biriya. But when you have the shemen shel truma mixed with the yerek shel shvius, there's no takanta. You can't remove it anymore, and therefore you're stuck. See, in other words, even in this case, you should allow the chachamim should allow you to go ahead and cook it. And so the Gemara says, we're still not done with the question though. Halo dami el chaticha shibichatichos. There's no different than just like the shlamim ashim case. If it's mixed together when they're alive, that's when chacham say let them graze and pod it. But chacham agreed if it got cut up and shechted, there's no, you can't be pod anymore after it's been shechted. Even chacham will agree. You go ahead and eat it like the chumra shibahem. You eat it like the chumra of ashim. So here as well, dechem d'leset takana tochel kechamer shibahem. So here as well, once it's mixed together, yerek shel shvius with shemen shel truma, even chachamim should agree that you should go ahead and eat it like the din of shvius. Just look at Rashi to hopefully bring everything together. This very long-winded question. Rashi says, "Holo dami siuma dekushahu." This is the end of the question. Chaticha bechatichos masnis in our mishnahi v'katani. Even Rabbanan agree if it's cut up, they would allow you to eat the cut up shlamim with the cut up ashim. Since you can't tell the difference, you should eat it. But Hachanami here as well, if it's mixed together, the yerek shel shvius with the shemen shel truma, lo have pligi Rabbanan leather. Rabbanan shouldn't argue. So we want to figure out here what's going on in the mission shvius. How come Chachamim argue and say you shouldn't be mevashel even though it's mixed together? So the Gemara says, Maskiv la Ravina. Ravina says a question on this question. Mi dami, are these two cases similar? Chaticha shebechaticha is less like takanta klau. When it comes to the case of ashim and shlamim, you have cut up pieces of meat. There's no way fixing it. It's done. You have shlamim, ashim, there's no way to tell the difference. There, chachamim give up. They wave the flag and they say, okay, in this case, you eat as ashim. But in this case, hai islay takanta b'schita. When it comes to shemen shel truma and yerek shel shvius, so let's say you have, let's bring it a little bit more to reality now. Let's say you have got peppers from Shemitah, and you have Shemitah peppers, and then you have some shemen olive oil of truma, and you soak the peppers in the olive oil, so now the olive oil that's truma, it's in the pepper, I need to eat it by the time it gets burnt, gets no longer in the sadeh, and if it's leftover peppers, I need to burn it, even though there's shuma here. He says, there's a takana, schita, squeeze out the peppers, and you're going to extract all the olive oil, and this way the olive oil can stay the same, and have the din of shuma. A very good suggestion, and that's why Chacham say, aim nevash, and you don't bake it together. So, Yosef says, heichen nischet, how in the world are you going to do schita? Tuva kamafsid. If you do schita too much, if you overdo it, then you're going to be squeezing out shvius, and you can't be mafsid shvius. You can't ruin shvius. The halacha is when it comes to burning shmita. If you have leftover shmita, you're not allowed to burn it until the time comes. If let's say every single type of fruit or vegetable has a different time of the year when it no longer exists, there are all these charts. So let's say grapes. I'm just making them up. It's possible grapes no longer are available in the field by Tammuz. So Tammuz, any grapes left over, you have to burn. But to burn my grapes in Nisan would be aser. I can't burn shvius if it's still available out in the fields. So now what's going to happen here is, if I squeeze the pepper, and I squeeze too much, I'm not only squeezing out the olive oil, but I'm squeezing out the pepper juice, so now I'm ruining shvius, which I'm not allowed to do. So I can't squeeze it too much. And if I'm doing a nischad purt, if I'm doing too little, sof, iarv miari. If I do too little, well, there's still going to be some shemen shel truma left inside, and that's going to be have a din of shmita. And therefore what? So since there's no takana here, seemingly Chacham would agree here that you have no takana, and they would agree you should be able to cook it and eat it like the dinim of shvius. So therefore the conclusion here is that this mission of shvius is not talking about when they were mixed together b'di'eved, it's talking about before it was mixed. Meaning if it was mixed together, the shemen shel truma, the yerek shel shvius, even Chacham would agree, eat it with the din of shvius because there's no way to deal with it. Beforehand, that's when Chachamim say, don't mix it together. Rabbi Shimon says, you can mix it together, and that would be a good raya that you can be Mevi and Shuma, the base Epsul, Mevi and Kajun, the base Epsul, even Lichat Chila. Okay. You guys okay? Excellent. Gemara asks another question, last glance.
Even Midirai, suppose.
Even this is a derisa, exactly.
Because the case before was the answer was Midirabanan, the one with the.
Correct. But this is deraisa because shemen shel chuma is a deraisa. So this is a raya.
Or they went back the one on top.
The one earlier, no, the earlier one was Tavlin. I mean, the one from yesterday's daf.
Yeah, from yesterday was the Rabbanan because he was.
Was also was it Midir Rabbanan?
Yeah, because it was Yerakos from Shviz.
Did we say that? I don't remember if we said that or not. I think it just said Shviz. I don't know if it said which type of fruit it was. It could be, you're right. But either way, this was the kasha. It sounds like now a proof. There's no response to this. It sounds like a proof that Rabbi Shimon allows even lichat chila to mix it together. That shum is tavlin. But the previous case of yesterday, I don't know if it qualified that way. Okay. The Gemara now says last two lines of Ayin Devavam and Aleph. Yesive, Rabbi Shimon now asks a question. Omer lemachas. We need to know what's going on here before we read the continuation here. It's talking about a situation where a person was a mitzara, but he was a safik whether or not the kohen made him a muchlat or muskar. The difference is if a person has a tzaras on him, and the kohen looks at him and says, "I'm not sure, come back in a week." So if he says, "You're tahor," so there's no need to bring any karbanos, he's fine. But if he says, "You're tamei now, you need to wait another week," so then he's tamei, needs to bring a karban and go through the whole process. Now, this is a situation, I don't know how this happens, but a lot of things in the Gemara, we don't know how it happens. The guy doesn't remember. He doesn't know what the halacha is. Does he chayv to bring a karban? Karban, he's not chayv to bring a karban. So now it's a safek. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Omer.
He doesn't remember if the kohen told him it's muchlat.
That's what it seemed like. There's a safek. Or if he brought it already, it's unclear whether or not he has to bring a karban. I'm guessing the safek is he doesn't know what he had said. So there's a safek situation here of whether he has to go ahead and bring a karban or not bring a karban. So the Gemara says as follows. That Rabbi Shimon Omer lemachras mevi ashamo v'logo imo. He should bring a carbon asham and brings the lug of olive oil, of shemen. That's what he has to bring, a carbon asham as a mitzorah and a lug of shemen. V'omer, he has to make a following stipulation. Im shem mitzorah, if I'm really mitzorah and I need to bring a carbon, harei ze asham of ze lugo. Here's my carbon asham, here's my lug, I'm going to be tahar after everything's brought properly. Going on to Amud Beis. Now, if I'm not a mitzora, I'm really not chayv a karban. So, what are you going to do? You can't bring these animals ein mevin chulin bazara. So, what you do is ashem ze shel shalmei nedava. Let it be a nedava. I'm making a stipulation. If I'm chayv in a mitzora, let it be my chiv. If I'm not chayv, let it be a nedava. I'm just dedicating a nice ashem to the mizbeach. Also ashem tohen fine. So that's the suffix. So now you don't know if it's a nedava or an asham. So a nedava can be shechted anywhere in the azara. An asham can only be shechted at tzafon. So we again, since it's a tzafik, we take on all chumras and assume it's an asham. Meaning, the osa asham ta'on shechita b'tzafon, we shechted in the north. Umatan behonos, we put it on the thumbs of the mitzora, the oil. The smicha, you do a smicha on the karban. Unisacham, it's accompanied by some of these wine libations. The tenufa chazev ishok, you shake the chazev ishok like the karban asham of a mitzora. V'nechel the yom v'layla, you eat it the day and night. So you take all the chumras of the asham. So now we see from here, this is a case of mevi'in on a deraisa level that you can b'mi'in mevi'in kadshim lebeis apsul. Even though it means that the nedava, if it's a nedava, you would still treat it like all the chumras. You may have to burn it early, even though you have nedava. I think you have 2 days for nedava. Here you have to treat it with 1 day only to eat it and 1 night. It's mevi'in chum lebazara, even lichat chila. Take a look for a second at two short tosusim. Diva maschul asham first. Asham ze yesh shalmo nedava. Vim tomar the ha'amr le'el beperkeis mekomen. We said that the asham mitzora shnei kohanim mekal mes damo. You need two kohanim to do the process of an asham mitzora. Cha'echad beyad echad bekli. One catching it in his hand, the blood, and one catching it in the kli. Ubishlamu. When it comes to regular shalmei nedava, which you have 2 days, amr le'el the tarach shikaba bekli es kol damo. You need to catch all the blood. So what do you do with this halacha? Do you have to have everything caught in the kli, or do you allow the coin to catch it in his hand as well? The Yeshlomar Ditikuna Gavra Shiny, I didn't really say what that means, but we're leaning here that we're allowed, the Gemara is going to answer this question as well with that same svar of Tosos. But in other words, since it's a heter of allowing the person to become tahor, otherwise he's going to be tamei mitzora for the rest of his life, we have a certain kula. The Tosos says here, even though there's we're stuck here, we're makel to allow the Kohen to catch biyad as well as bikli. Look at the next Tosos, v'smicha. Leman damar smichas asham mitzora lav deraisa. There's a machlokus whether the need for smicha and asham mitzora is a din deraisa or a din derabanan. So to the one who holds it's a deraisa, so everything makes sense. But the one who holds it's only midirabanan, ba'kafas yad, you only akavas yad, you don't do all your koach. Normally the lach is a smicha, you press really hard down on the animal, but kol kocho. But if you only hold that's a dirabanan, you only hakavas yad, you put your hands on the head around this head, but you don't really press on. The afa gav de shlamim boi smicha gemura. But shlamim requires real smicha. So what do you do here in this case? Smicha, from a shlamim perspective, you need to do a real smicha. But from the ashram's perspective, you can't do a real smicha. That would be considered avoda, like we mentioned yesterday. You can't lean on an animal if you're not chayv in smicha. So the Gemara answers, Tosa answers again, Mishum tikuna gavra hatiru kedepishus leil, just for the benefit of this gavra, so he shouldn't stay tummy forever, we have a certain leniency that, even though a mitzad shlamim you need to do b'kol kocho, in this case, we're sufficient to simply do b'hakavas yad, to just place your hands on the head, that would be sufficient for the need for smicha. Okay.
So in the previous verses, we're saying that they should do one or two when it says
meat. Two, because he has to catch in his hand also. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So now, back to the Gemara, where I should have answered the question first before seeing Tosa, but either way, the Gemara de Kasha. We have from here that the guy's a Safik Mitzorah, whether he's Chayv and Ashim or not. He makes a Tanai, whether it's a Nadava, whether it's a Ashim Mitzorah. And we see from here that even though he's going to have to bring it possibly, Mivin Kachin Beis Apsul, L'chachila, we encourage him to do it. We say, go ahead and do it. It's okay. And this is Rabbi Shimon who's speaking here, so we see L'chachila, you're allowed to. And the Gemara says there's no raya from here because tikuna gavra shayinu. It comes to fixing the gavra, allowing him to become tahor. Since we have no other way, our hands are tied, we are make on the situation. It's not considered lichachila, it's called bidyevid. But by another case where we'd be considered lichachila, then we would say even Rabbi Shimon would agree, ein mevin kachim or chuma lebeis hapsul. The Gemara wants to understand this whole tanai now of mitzora. Hatinach ashim. I understand why the ashim you can make a tanai. Nedava versus Ashram Mitzorah. But Lug, Ma'ik Lamemra, how can you make a Tanai by a Lug Shemin, by a certain amount of Shemin? How does that work? So answers the Gemara, Damar Lug Zayin Nedava, very simply. That say, this Lug of Shemin, if it's for my Mitzorah, let it be my Ashram Mitzorah, my Lug for Mitzorah. And if it's a Nedava, so there's a Nedava I'm dedicating to the base of Migdash, the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, the problem is, if it's a Nedava, Vidilma la mitzorahu, maybe he's not really mitzorah, ubay mekametz. When you bring a lug shemen as nedava, he needs to do a kemitza of the oil and put it on the mizbeach. So how do you do that? Well, I said, what do you mean? The mekametz, you do a kemitza. So what happens is he brings a lug shel shemen and he says, if I'm a mitzorah, let me be for my mitzorah. If I'm not mitzorah, it's a nedava. So the kohen does a kemitza and puts it onto the mizbeach. Now the problem is vidilma mitzorah. But now if it's a mitzorah, by matan sheva, you need to do seven sprinklings. So the Gemara says, "Diyahe, that's fine. He does seven sprinklings. So first the kohen does a kmitza, then he does the seven sprinklings. B'ha chaserlei, but now he's missing. You have to do seven bahonos, seven matanos from a lug shel shemen. But once he did a kmitza, it's missing some of the oil. So now you can't. You have to do seven matanos from lug. So the Gemara says very simply, the ma'isi purte. He adds some back in. So he brings a lug shel shemen. And he says, if it's a nadava, he takes a kemitza and throws it on mizbech. But now it's a mitzorah. He refills it now. He adds a lug again. And now he says, now I'm using it for the seven matanos for the mitzorah. Gemara says, and there's a raya. Again, the ma'isi purta mimalile. He brings in a little bit more oil, fills it back up to the lug. The tznan, the Mishnah tells us, the mesech is negayim chaser lug ad shelo yitok yimalenu. If let's say the kohen has oil, and then some spills out before he smears it on the mitzorah, he just fills it up. You're allowed to fill up. That's fine. But then the Gemara says, Vaha by Haktara. Now the question is, you require Haktara. If it's a Nedava, not only do you need to do a Kemitza, but you also need to do a Haktara. You need to pour it onto Mizbech. So, Dr. Le Amos, when exactly did you do the Haktara? E Baser Matano Sheva. So let's say you first did the Kemitza, then you refilled it, then you took the lug to do the Sheva Matanos, and your coin still holding the oil in his hand, then he does Haktara at that point. The problem with that is, Havale Shiraim Shechasu Bein Kmitza Laktara, Vein Maktir Na Komets Aleim. Okay, so it's getting a little confusing now. When the Kohen does a Kmitza, so the lach is that as long as the Shiraim left over is still there, you could do Kmitza as Aktara. But let's say you lost, the Shiraim fell, it went down the drain, it fell on the floor, you can't do the Kmitza, you can't do Aktara anymore. You've done a Kmitza, And everything has to stay the same before doing Akhtara. But the moment something misses from the oil, missing from the oil, you can't do Akhtara. But the problem here is, the Kohen did the Kemitza. He's holding on to it now. Another Kohen fills up the lug, and they start doing Sheva Matanos. But now you just took away from the Shirayim. In cases in Nadava, you took the Shirayim away, I can't do the Haktara anymore. So that's not going to work. So you can't do the Haktara prior to the Matanos, because then you're missing from the Shirayim. Iko de Matanos, Sheva. So let's say he did as follows. The Kohen did Kemitza, and then he did Haktara. That was fine, because the Shirayim were all untouched. And then he refills it up, and then he takes a lug and does the seven matanos. The problem with this is, kol shemimenu li'ishim harehu bibal taktiru. Anything that from it you took to do Akhtara, you're not allowed to do Akhtara on the remaining part here.
So right.
What's it? You can't use Shirayim as the to do Akhtara. So the problem here now is, once you did Akhtara of the Kemitza of the Nadava, so the leftover is called Shirayim, and that Shirayim cannot be used as any Hakrava. So how could you use it now for the Sheva Matanos? For the... one second. Exactly. So how do you use it now for the Sheva Hazels? So again, whenever... If I do a regular Nadava case, I take Kemitza, I do Haktar on it, the leftover is now called Shirayim. This Shirayim, the Kohen eats it, but you can't use the Shirayim to use as any avoda. But we just said you want to use the Shevin, the oil for the Shevin Matanos now of the Mitzvah. That's not allowed. Anything that's already rendered Shirayim can't be used for an avoda. So when are you doing the Akhtara? Is it before the Shevin Matanos or is it after the Sheva Matanos? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Breid Yerushim Ben Pazi Demasik Lehu L'Shem Eitzim. There is a way you could do. There is a way to use Shirayim as a Haktara. How do you use it as a Haktara? Now, if you do it l'shem eitim as firewood, as you know, to fuel the fire, then you're allowed to. D'tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, l'rech nichoach yatamala. You can't use Shirayim as a rech nichoach, as a real hakrava. Aval tamala, you're allowed to use it l'shem eitim, to burn as eitim, and that would be the way to use the Shirayim now as Haktara. Did you look at the last Rashi in the page here to hopefully make this somewhat clear? Rashi says, L'shem Eitzim, Damar Hachi, Im Mitzorahu, if he's a Mitzorah, Dein Haktaras HaKometz, Haktara, that the Haktaras HaKometz is not considered Haktara, Talav Nedava Havei, Harei Mizeh, Mei L'shem Mishirayim. So the initial Kemitza I did was meaningless, and everything's fine. But Vim Einu Mitzorah, if the guy's not a Mitzorah, Vaktaras HaKometz, Haktara, and then when I did the Kemitza, it was a good Haktara. The Yeshim and Le'ishim, the Elu Shirayim Heim, now the rest over is now called Shirayim, because I'm not really a Mitzorah, or with Baal Taktira, I can't do Haktara on it. Hare Hazal Sa Elu Ki Lehemayim, Sheva Shai Lahalos Shirayim Mincha Al Mizbeach. You're allowed to use it as firewood. So I'll say it one more time to make everything clear. I'll walk you guys through it, hopefully. So the halacha is as follows. I don't know if I'm a Mitzorah Chayiv or I need to bring it as a Nadava. So I bring a Lug Shel Shemim. So now, if it's a Nadava, I need to do a Kemitza. So you first do a Kemitza, and then I'm holding the Kemitza in the hand. Now, what happens is, you take the Kemitza and you remarked it on the Mizbeach. I fulfill my obligations now, as in case it's a Nadava. But now I might be a Mitzorah. So now I'm a Mitzorah, I need to refill the oil up, and then I've got my Lug again. Now I take the Lug, and the problem is now the Lug, if it's a Shirayim, if I'm really a Nadava, I can't start doing sprinklings. If I'm a Mitzorah, so it wasn't a Nadava. So if I'm a Mitzorah, whatever here is fine, I can do the regular Sheva Matanos. But now, to take Sheva Matanos and put it on the Mizbeach, that's a problem because it really might be Shirayim from the Nadava. I can't put Shirayim onto the Mizbeach. So Gemara says, if it's a Mitzorah, you're fine. But if it's really Nadava, you should have in mind when doing the sprinklings that this is going to be not L'shem Rech Nichoach, but should be L'shem Eitim, which is fine according to all opinions.
And there is no issur of doing Haktara of the Komets if it wasn't necessary because he wasn't a real Mitzorah.
Right, I guess you have to say that as well. If he's really a Mitzorah, so the Kemitza ends up being meaningless,
right,
and he doesn't...
But there is no issur.
Right, I guess not. The potential, right, I guess not, yeah. That's a
you're
good
doing
point.
The Haktara of the Kemitza before you're doing the Hazaz.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right. You do Kemitza, Haktara, refill, and then you do the Sheva Matanos. And in mind, in case it's Nadava, you do it L'Shem Eitzim, not L'Shem Reach Nichach.
What is the utility in?
you need to have a lug shel shemen from the Torah. You have to do sheva matanos from a lug shel shemen.
Why can't you start off with more than a lug?
Maybe after maybe you can't bring more than a lug shel shemen. The pasuk says lug shel shemen, maybe not more. I don't know. They also had certain measurements in the base mixture that they used.
Yeah,
you couldn't probably add more to it. Let's do a few more lines. Those who have time here, just finish the piece. The Gemara says, isn't there still shirayim? That the Kohanim have to eat the shirayim, and in that is the ikah hachpurta delokah mitzvah lavei. So now what happened was, let's say it's in the dar. It's in the Dava rather. So the lach of the Dava is you do a kemitza and the Kohanim eat the shirayim. Problem is, after you did the kemitza, we added more oil to it. Now that oil never experienced the kemitza. Kemitza is only matir, that which was there. But the oil wasn't there during Shas kemitza, so how does the Kohen go ahead and eat that oil, that purta that's there? So the Gemara says, the one answer would have been, I'm not going to get involved in this, but perhaps you could say rov, but then it would be a problem of ein valid nisal chachila. Okay, fine. So there's a small amount of oil there that didn't experience a kemitza. How does a Kohen eat it? And the Gemara says simply, depart, let your potet. Wherever that small amount of oil is, I'm being poured that oil onto this money. I'll use the money to buy some shemen shel lug. Okay? So then the Gemara says, Deparkla Hecha, when exactly did you do the pidyon? Igavai, if you do the pidyon while the shemen shel is now in the base of Migdash, now you've been poured to the shemen, Kamail Chulin Lazara. That oil now becomes chulin, and you can't bring chulin items into the azara. So how can you do a pidyon while it's still inside the base of Migdash? Iabrai, if you're going to take the shemen shel lug outside, then you do a pidyon outside. The problem is if solei biyotze. Now the whole thing becomes pasul biyotze, and now the kohen can't eat it. So Gemara says no. Liom gavai, really you do the pidyon inside, and that small amount of oil that was added in, you redeem onto the money, and it's not a problem of chulin bazar because chulin mevmela havim. The problem of Ein Nevi in Chulin Bazar is you can't bring Chulin in. But to have something in the Azar Kachim to turn into Chulin, that's not a violation of Chulin Bazar, and that would be the way around getting dealing with this problem. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day. Yeah.